Welcome to AM Best Audio.
On May 7th, the Federal Reserve held interest rates steady, signaling caution amid ongoing inflation and economic uncertainty. Chairman Jerome Powell highlighted the rising risks of higher unemployment and inflation, emphasizing a wait-and-see approach. This decision will influence financial strategies across sectors, including insurance. I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best Audio, and joining us now to discuss that and its potential impact on the insurance industry is Ann Modica, Director of Credit Rating, Criteria, Research, and Analytics at AM Best. Ann, welcome. It's wonderful to speak with you. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hi, Lori. How are you?
Wonderful. Doing well. And what were the main takeaways following the Federal Reserve's May 7th and 8th meeting?
So I think we could take away three main takeaways from the Fed meeting and the minutes that they released. So first, the Fed did hold the Fed funds rate steady, and this is the third consecutive meeting in which they did so. They kept it in the 4.25 to the 4.5 range, and this is where it's been since late last year. And this was really, I don't think, any big surprise to anybody. The consensus view was largely that they would hold rates steady in this meeting. The second takeaway is with regards to the minutes. You know, they did note that the economy is expanding at a solid pace despite the first quarter contraction that we saw a couple weeks ago. And during the press conference, Powell described it as a distortion due to the surge in imports that we saw, rather than signaling some type of underlying economic weakness. And I think this is an important kind of distinction here, because if they view the economy as stable, they won't be in any rush to cut rates while inflation is above target. And then finally, and this is probably the most important, the minutes did note that the risks of both higher inflation and higher unemployment have risen since their last meetings in March.
What did Chairman Jerome Powell say during this press conference following the Fed's announcement?
So I always love the press conferences when Jerome Powell comes out. You know, he really does bring, I think, the minutes to life. But anyway, during his press conference, Powell really did stick to the party line of kind of let's wait and see. And he continued to emphasize the need to see a clear trend in the data before acting one way or the other, mentioning a couple times that there was so much that they don't know. And I think he's kind of going along the stance of first do no harm, right? He really didn't see any risks as being elevated. If they do take some time to get some more clarity with regards to the data to make a decision, particularly if the bump in prices that we're expecting to see is temporary from the tariffs, and if labor markets remain stable. But, you know, he was also quick to note that they could act quickly on rates if they need to, as they have in the past. But he did mention, and I think this is interesting, that the Fed's role will be challenging over the next couple months, because, you know, there is a real possibility here that their dual mandate of price stability as well as maximum unemployment, they might become in conflict with each other. And this hasn't been the case in a really long time. And it's funny, the reporters were really trying to pin him down on like how much pain either on the inflation side or on the unemployment side that he'd be willing to take before the committee would take any action. And he's very adept at, you know, bobbing and weaving and kind of like, you know, tap dancing around which of the two mandates would be more important. And he did stress that the Federal Open Markets Committee would really be data dependent in making their decision going forward.
Customize your data experience. Best Link now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
Did he mention any specific concerns to the outlook?
He did mention a few. And, you know, I will say in all fairness, there is, you know, a ton of noise right now surrounding the current economic data. But there are a few indicators that are not particularly encouraging, and he did mention them. One was consumer expectations about inflation, and the other one was consumer sentiment. I think he said it was a healthy economy shrouded in terrible sentiment. And so with regards to consumer inflation expectations, you know, I think there really is a need not to let that horse get too far out of the gate, right? You don't really want to see inflation rising above where it is right now. And he did mention that he did mention a concern surrounding long-term inflation expectations and how they really need to be mindful of them remaining anchored. Also, consumer sentiment, it has been low and declining every month since the beginning of the year. So that was also a concern. And one of the things that he didn't mention, but I'm sure he's looking at, is the New York Fed. They release a survey of consumer expectations, and they released it after the Fed meeting. And it really did have more kind of downbeat news with regards to what consumers are thinking. You know, they're really thinking that their economic situation has deteriorated, and they're not really looking, and they don't think this is going to improve over the 12-month outlook. You know, they're really concerned about their prospects. They're worried about their jobs. They're worried about their income declining and the future of the economy. And so while the economy is healthy right now, it might be a really, it might be an entirely different story in a few months from now, especially if all this negative sentiment and and perception translates into lower consumer spending. And we have seen some signs of the consumer slowing and the economy slowing, which is a story that the bond markets, I think, are currently telling us.
Well, speaking of the bond market, Anne, what is the bond market telling us about the future of monetary policy this year?
So, yeah, the bond market, I think, is saying that the Fed might be behind the curve with regards to lowering interest rates. You know, if you look, there's currently a yield curve inversion between the two-year treasuries and the current Fed funds rate. You know, and over the last 2 weeks, you know, with all this tariff noise, the two-year treasury has been trading at around 3.5 to 3.6%, which is well below the Fed funds rate. And also, if you look at the Fed funds futures market, they are pricing in 325 basis point cuts by the end of 2025. And it's also showing rising odds of even deeper cuts if economic data were to weaken. So this really suggests a gap between the markets and where the Fed guidance is going right now. Analysts are also taking different views about where the Fed funds rate should be by the end of the year. You know, you really could drive a truck through the dispersions in Wall Street forecasts right now. And this is really just reflecting the differing assessments of where people believe the economy is going to go in the future. If we do look at the Fed's latest projections, they have the median end of year Fed funds rate at 3.9, which would imply 225 basis point cuts. But, you know, even the members of the Fed are having differing views right now about the path of rates for 2025. If you look at the central tendency range, those show that the end of year rates range between 3.9 to 4.4%, which at the higher end at the 4.4% would imply no rate cuts for the year. So, you know, this just all points to a lot of uncertainty right now about where the economy is going. And this is being reflected in a wide range of differing views, you know, either from the analysts or the markets or even the Fed itself.
And this has been so interesting, so insightful. It's always a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Thank you, Laurie. It's always great to speak with you as well.
That was Anne Modica, Director of Credit Rating, Criteria, Research, and Analytics at AM Best. For AM Best Audio, I'm Laurie Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.